Good evening, and thank you so much again for tuning in for another episode of Arise and Thrive After Silent Abuse. We've been talking about a Christian narcissist over the last couple of episodes, and we've been giving you some of the strategies that they use to continue to keep the control and manipulation going over you, which you're considered their victim. Yes, you are. Over the last couple of episodes, we've talked about isolation. We've talked about the importance of a support group. We've talked about gaslighting. These are some of the strategies. Gaslighting is when they undermine your self-confidence. They make you think as if you're crazy. Then we talked about triangulation, and that means bringing another person into the circle to create tension and conflict between you and your support group. Then we talked about projection, and that's where they constantly blame you for their own shortcomings, right? Creating a narrative that paints you as the problem. It's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. I want to tell you on tonight, it's not you. It's them. They just don't want to be held accountable for what they're doing to you. And they know that they're abusing you. But it just is just too much like right to say, I know I'm wronging you. I know I'm abusing you. I know I'm rejecting you. I know I'm abandoning you. I know I've ghosted you. I'm there, but I'm really not there. I know I've checked out. I'm just not in love with you anymore. You know, I'm just going through the motions. But that's too much like right when it comes to a narcissist. Now, on tonight, we're going to be discussing another strategy, and it's called the smear campaign. The smear campaign. And what is that? A narcissist basically, it's a betrayal. Once you find out about a narcissist, it's really a betrayal. But an effective betrayal has a smear campaign. And I need you to follow me on this evening. A smear campaign is when they've already betrayed you, so you're already hurt, right? You're trying to let the dust settle and you're trying to get over that. But instead of that narcissist, Christian narcissist, leaving it at that and saying, it's finished, I'm done, I'm moving on to the next, they begin to start a smear campaign. Right? Because not only do they need to have tried to destroy you and to take you out, they want to get to your inner circle. They want to get to your support group. They want to get to the people that respected you and loved you and looked up to you. And so they have to get to them and lie about and on you. We call that a smear campaign, right? And their goal is to excel at tarnishing your reputation and your name and your character. And by doing this, they're trying to turn others against you. Like I mentioned earlier, those ones that respect you, those ones that love you, those ones that disrespected the God in you and everything that was on you. They want to get with those people because they have to tarnish your reputation. They have to tarnish your name. They have to tarnish your character. And we know the word of God is like, your character is everything. If you don't have anything, your character is the most important thing. But they start a smear campaign, right? And they'll launch smear campaigns spreading false information and spreading false rumors about you to those very people that respect you, to your family, to your support group, to your friends, right? To the community, right? Because their assignment is to smear your name. It's to mark your name. It's to have a dark cloud on it so that by the time you figure out what's going on and how, and by the time you figure out, okay, I'm coming up out of this, they've already started the smear campaign because they want people that when you begin to open up your mouth, now the people don't believe even the words is coming out of your mouth because they have went and started a smear campaign. And basically they just went to everybody that would listen and lied on you. lied about your character, lied about everything that they did to you. They made themselves to be the victim and you were the victimizer. And if people don't know you and if they don't like you, in my situation, there was a whole community that basically turned on me. Church people and family and friends and but basically he was trying to destroy everything about me. He wasn't able to kill me, but he wanted to destroy my name. Character defamation. He wanted to destroy my character. So by the time that I came up out of that thing and got my healing and deliverance, people would not even believe the true story that really needed to have been told because he was busy about going knocking on people's doors. Anybody that would listen, he went knocking on people's doors. He went knocking on church mother doors because he wanted them to hear the lies, right? That he told on me so that they would believe him over me, that he was the victim and I was the victimizer, right? And so when they do that, when they during launching that smear complaint, that campaign, and they're spreading all this false information and they're spreading all these rumors about you to your support network, this causes you, or it can leave you feeling ostracized and it can leave you feeling alone. Right. And then when you begin to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, everybody is looking at you as if they don't believe you. Right. Because in a lot of times when the narcissist is starting that smear campaign, one of the things, the lies that they tell everybody is that they're crazy. I don't think that they love the Lord anymore. They've walked away from the Lord. They're not a Christian anymore. All right. So I want you to be mindful of that. When those Christian narcissists start that smear campaign, they want people to really look crazy at you, like she's not saved anymore. She done gave up on Jesus. She's crazy. He said that she was crazy. He said that, or he or she said that they had walked away from Christ. So you can't believe the words that's coming out of their mouth, right? And so with that, when you begin to tell the truth and open up your mouth and really tell people what was going on, they've went around and they've touched, have been strategic and touched base with everybody that's associated or was affiliated with you or what, or did respect you and the God in you or looked up to you or that even liked you or that even loved you. They've already touched bases with those people. So by the time you regroup and by the time you open up your mouth to tell the story, a lot of people don't even believe the truth that came out of your mouth or that's coming out of your mouth because of all the rumors and the lies and the false information that the Christian narcissists have released in their smear complaint, in the smear campaign, right? So like I said, this can leave you feeling really, really alone. But the key to combating this strategy is to maintain open, right, lines of communication with those loved ones, with those people that respected you, with those people that love you, right? Don't stop talking to them. Keep those lines of communication open with them so they'll know the whole truth and nothing but the whole truth. I mean, even from the beginning of, after you get up out of that abusive situation, don't wait. Open up your mouth and begin to release the truth to all of those people in your inner circle, to all those people in your family, to all those people in the community, to all those people that you were close with, right? Open up your mouth and tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the whole truth, right? Because if you shut your mouth, that's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to be quiet, and then that allows the victimizer, the Christian narcissist, to smear campaigns, right? And to paint up the whole story and to tell the whole story that it was all you. They were innocent. They didn't do anything. It was all you. It was all you. So I tell you in this season, again, to combat a smear campaign, you need to open up your mouth. Keep those lines of communication open with your loved ones and anyone that you've had close relationships with, right? And the way you do that, you address any concerns or you address any doubts that inner circle or family and friends and church people, right, may have. So then you can ensure that the truth prevails. Whatever you do, don't become silent. Even though you may feel alone, don't become silent. Even though you may be shameful of it, don't become silent. Open up your mouth and tell the whole truth and nothing but the whole truth. Because I promise you, the Christian narcissist, the victimizer, he or she is out there telling untruths about you because they want what they did to you to be effective. They want that betrayal to be effective, right? They want that, them trying to suck that life in everything they did to you in that silent abuse, right? They want people to see it as if you were the one. They didn't do that, they didn't do anything to you. It was your fault. It was your fault. This is why I did this, and this is why I did that. Open up your mouth in this season. Whatever you do, don't allow the enemy to take the words out of your mouth. And I know how that feels because when I came out of that situation, it was draining mentally. It was draining emotionally. It was draining spiritually. It was draining naturally so for me. It was just a drain. I mean, it had me in a space. It had me in a funk that it was kind of like I heard God saying, open up your mouth. You know, people are saying he's lying on you and you're not saying anything. And it was a lot coming at me at once. But when I heard God say, open up your mouth and tell the story, when we go through different things in life and then we don't open up our mouth and we don't tell the story because the word of God says we're overcomers by our testimony. So when God gives us our testimonies and parts of our testimonies and we don't open up our mouth and we don't share it and we don't release it, right? We're not being victorious and the enemy is sitting there thinking, yes, I have them exactly where I need them to be. Even if you're in that season and you're coming up out of that shameful situation, the enemy will be like, you shouldn't tell anybody your story. You're going to look really stupid and nobody really wants to hear your story because you've been talking about it over and over and over again and nobody's really listening to you. So the enemy's going to try and get in your ear and try and convince you not to open up your mouth. But from experience, right? Because I've already been there, right? You're overcomers by your testimony. Open up your mouth in this season and tell your story. I don't care how shameful it is. Tell your story. I don't care how silly you feel. Tell your story because it's a blessing that God got you up out of that. Many women of God and many men of God don't make it up out of those toxic situations. My God, but if God saw fit to remove you and if God saw fit to bless you to come up out of that thing and you're still in your right mind, right? You don't have illnesses racking your body because of what was defiling your bed. If God bless you to see another day and if God bless you to see the other side of that thing, open up your mouth so God can get all of his glory, so God can get all of his honor, and so God can get all of his praise out of every single thing that you've been through. I know it hurt it. I know it was shameful. I know it caused you to go into a funk in a strange place. I know it caused you to lose yourself. I know it caused you to lose your voice. I know it caused you even to lose some of your identity. But when God blesses you to come up out of that thing, open up your mouth and tell your story. That's going to help with your healing. It's going to help with your deliverance. It's going to help you to get over that thing. Release the word. Somebody else needs to hear what God has done for you. Release the word. Don't be ashamed. Don't be fearful. Don't allow the enemy to trick you to keep your mouth shut. This is your time and this is your season to open up your mouth so the people of God, your inner circle, your family will know the whole truth. Don't allow the enemy, right, to get out there before you do and to and start a smear campaign. That's what mine tried to do, but I know God had me. It didn't work. He tried to defame my name. He tried to defame my character. But God said, this is not your battle. It's mine. So God was healing me up while he was fighting that battle. So even though he was knocking on doors, and he literally was knocking on church mother doors because he wanted everybody to hear the lies. He wanted everybody to hear the smear campaign that he had started about me, so that by the time I got up from that thing, because it took me a minute, he already wanted the lies put out there, so that by the time I began to open up my mouth and by the time I began to really tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, right, people were going to believe his lies because he got out there first. And normally, unfortunately, with God's people, if somebody comes to you first and tell you something, you're probably going to believe that person more than you're actually going to believe the truth. Why? Because that person got to you first, right? So I hope all of this makes sense to you. They will start a smear campaign to try and defame your name, character, credibility, and even the words that's going to come out of your mouth. And especially when they know that there's a mighty call on your life, right? They want to try and tear you down even before you get started. They want to have a big black mark on your name even before you get started. So it'll be difficult for you to get up from there after all of that silent abuse. It'll be difficult for you to keep on moving on, because my assignment over your life, which is the Christian narcissist, the attitude is, was to kill you. And see, because who I was entangled with did not complete that assignment. He didn't kill me, because that was his assignment. He was like, okay, well, I'm going to go around and I'm going to try and defame her character, her name, her credibility, and even the words that come out of her mouth. So once she regroups and once she gets back up on her feet, I done already done more damage to her to keep her down. And so a lot of people are going to believe the lies that come out of my mouth, because Christian narcissists are very convincing. And mine was very convincing. He was, because he knew the word of God, so he knew how to speak well. And for some crazy reason, the majority of the people in my hometown believe the lies that came out of his mouth concerning me. But God had me. And so what the enemy meant for my good, God said, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to use it for my good. The enemy thought that he had you. The enemy thought that he had destroyed you, tore down your name, credibility, and character. But I'm going to vindicate you. So that's exactly what the Father did for me. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight after this episode and know that you're not alone. It feels lonely, but whatever God is telling you, even in the midst of that, because God says in the Word of God, in your weakest hour, that's when Christ is made strong. So even when you're coming up out of that toxic, dysfunctional, abusive relationship, God will have you to do things in this season, like open up your mouth, tell your story, get out there on the social media platform, tell your story. I'll give you revelation. And he was having me to do all of that in the mix of it. Even when the lies were being told on me, he was out there having me to open up my mouth to tell the real story, and what was going on. Because God is like, okay, the enemy is over here trying to lie on you and have a smear campaign going, but I need you out here telling the truth, because the truth is what's going to set you free. And so I'm going to send the right people, even though the enemy's over here trying to do what he do, it ain't going to work. I want to encourage someone on tonight, even though you feel as if that one that you were entangled with out there, they just trying to do all this damage. Know that when God's hand is on you, he got you. And so it ain't going to work. God will turn that thing around. And what the enemy was trying to use on you, God will turn it around on them. And then God will expose them. And that's exactly what have happened in my case. So I want you to be encouraged on tonight. And I pray that all of this content that I've released on tonight, it makes sense to you. And when you've been through it, you can understand it. A lot of people, maybe when you haven't been through it, it doesn't make sense. This content doesn't make sense. But when you've walked through that thing, when you went through that thing, when God have allowed you to come up out of that thing, it's going to make perfectly good sense. So I just pray nothing but peace and blessings over your life. Who's ever listening to this episode, if you feel like this episode and even this podcast would be a blessing to someone that you know, please share. And I do ask that each and every one of you subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel and please share with others and have them to subscribe. And I also pray that this podcast will be a blessing to abused men and women that have been in those situations and God have allowed you to come up out of that thing. My God, because information is power. Come on now. And that's why I release this content on a weekly basis, because I want you to be knowledgeable. I don't want you to be like, if I had have only known, right? So we're going to give you all the content you need in this season so you don't have to ask yourself that question, why didn't someone tell me? If I would have only known. So we're going to continue to release content on a weekly to answer those questions and much, much more. So if you're interested in this content and you're just even needing to know more, put your questions out there after you subscribe and let me know what you want me to talk more about as far as content that I need to release so I can help you in this season to get the healing that you need, to get the understanding that you need, to get the deliverance that you need, even from this content as we're releasing it on a weekly, so that God is glorified and so that you are built up, so God is exalted, so that you're encouraged. Come on now. So God is glorified in everything that he needs, but most of all, that each and every one of you will be blessed. You will be encouraged. It will uplift your spirits. Come on now. You'll know that God hasn't left you, neither has he forsaken you, because if he did it for me, he can do it for you. So be encouraged, my God, in this season like never before. Continue to keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand and watch God turn things around and stuff around just like he did for me. And before you know it, you're going to be on the other side and you're going to be walking in your purpose. You're going to be walking in your call. You're going to be walking in victory. Come on now. You're going to be strengthened. You're going to be encouraged because of everything that God allowed you to go through, not to be stuck, but to go through and to come out on the other side so that he can get all the glory out of your life. So that's all that I have on this evening. Make sure that you subscribe and continue to pray for this podcast. And I will do the same for you and what God has in store for you. And that as you begin to walk in your purpose and call, as you come up out of deliverance and healing, even from this podcast, that God will complete his good work down on the inside of each and every one of you. And I say thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the best is yet to come. You haven't seen anything yet. You keep holding on to God's unchanging hand and watch God show up and show out in your life and use you in mighty ways in this season. Greater exploits shall you be and you do because of everything that you've come out of. So I love each and every one of you. Love, peace, and blessings. Until the next episode, I'll catch you on next week. Bye-bye.